A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I've extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay them four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost." The Gospel of the Lord. The past few weeks in this area of the northeastern United States, we've been sort of living under the shadow of the megastorm Sandy and its destruction and problems it caused. The past few days, as people greet each other in the aftermath and ask, "How are you?" people assess the situation. "I have power, a roof over my head, food, and I'm alive." All the usual complaints melt away. There is a gratitude for life. Others tell the tragic storm of destruction, frustration, and the goodness of strangers. And they say, "I'm alive." We are people with a history. Today's readings are about people with a history. Zacchaeus, the crowd, the people of Sardis and Laodicea. And our histories are challenged. Zacchaeus, a rich man, climbs up a tree just to see Jesus. A really rich person in our society would be able to buy tickets to the front row. And Zacchaeus climbs up a sycamore fig tree of the region, which is a symbol of divinity, and goes out on a limb. How far out on a limb are we willing to go or be changed to meet God in the everyday crowd? Now, the crowd grumbles from its experience of Zacchaeus and its expectations. Its expectations that Jesus should give him his what fors. Maybe like the people of Sardis, they cannot see their own blind spots and assume their righteousness and salvation and strength. Or like the people of Laodicea, they are lukewarm about Jesus' message. Jesus challenges them all with, "Zacchaeus, I will stay with you today." Jesus doesn't just pass through Jericho. He stays and gathers all who seek to know him. We're all sinners. The crowd, Zacchaeus. And Jesus stays with us and gathers us. What lengths are we willing to go to meet Jesus in the everyday events and people of our lives? How far out on a limb will you go with those hungering, those in need of healing, or those who are helpless and vulnerable? Will you just pass through your day, or will you and I stop and notice the needs and desires and be open to welcome, to forgive, to recognize our own vulnerability and yet give of our very self, that the gospel may really be good news. Pour it out.